Hello and welcome to another edition of the Scarlet Nation podcast on the 24/7 Sports Network. I'm Chris Okonis. We are going back into a series we started over the summer where we sit down and talk with some of the future Rutgers commits that are coming into the program. Today we've got KJ Duff out of St. Anthony's out in New York. He's going to be talking a little bit about his recruitment process coming to Rutgers, what he's looking forward to about coming to Rutgers, and some other fun stuff. So, KJ, really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us, and thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. So you just finished your senior season at St. Anthony's. Now you're heading into early enrollment. In the next couple of months, you'll be with the program, with the Scarlet Knights, heading into spring practice and all that. So just, I guess, to start things off, how are you feeling about, you know, being this close to joining Rutgers and being a part of the Scarlet Knights?
Yeah, I always knew I was enrolling early and that I would leave high school early, but now it's really getting down to it. I think I was just counting earlier. It's about 24 days of actual school left. So it's kind of crazy. But, you know, I'm really excited to just get on campus, get with the team, and really get everything started.
And, you know, of course, rolling early, you know, something that you and several of your other fellow commits are planning on doing, that gives you extra months, as you've talked about, to, you know, get in the weight room and, you know, be involved with the development, work your way into the depth chart and stuff like that. Just what do you hope to get out of those extra months of development?
Yeah, I think those extra months are like key, and they'll play a big role in just possibly getting on the field in the fall. Just overall, just bigger, faster, stronger, I think. Just all that is going to help, you know, all that extra time, just really work on everything, not just the weight room, the routes, everything, you know, and the indoors. So I think that just the time is just really key. And I just hope that weight room, just everything bigger, faster, stronger, like I said.
Rutgers, going back into the early part of your recruitment process, you know, first school to offer you and were really involved, I think, 18 months leading up to your commitment. Just having Rutgers be so involved in your recruitment from an early point, just what did that sort of do for you?
You know, it played a huge role in really what it kind of came down to, because ever since they offered me, it was just great. You know, they always kept in communication, really made it seem like – and I was the top, one of the top targets, one of they wanted. So, like, and, you know, that really meant something to me and my family. So, you know, looking back on it, they were just the longest in it. I felt most comfortable with Rutgers and, like, believe in Coach Yano and what he's doing.
So, you know, going through the process, you know, you got a lot of interest from a lot of different schools. At what point did you really close in on Rutgers as, and you said, okay, I'm narrowing down my list of schools, but I need to make sure Rutgers is in the mix as one of my finalists. What was that process like?
Yeah. So, like, just narrowing down the schools, there's always schools that you're like, oh yeah, of course, put that in. Like, you know, making the top seven, like, started off with the definites. And it was really just coming down to it the whole time. It was really Rutgers and North Carolina. So, you know, those two were definites. I definitely knew that I was going to include them in everything I did, but, really, it was down to the week before I committed that, you know, I knew it was Rutgers definitely.
And you had an interesting quote when I spoke with you after the Ohio State game that you visited as a recruit. You said that a big part of the recruiting pitch for Rutgers was, you know, this year Rutgers is going to close the gap in terms of competing in the Big Ten, and Rutgers needs players like you to take the program to the next level. Just, you know, how big of a selling point was that for you? And just why did you have the confidence that Rutgers was going to be in that position heading into this year?
Yeah, you know, just like I said, believing in Coach Ciano, believing in who he brought in to work with the wide receivers, you know, Coach Perry and Coach Brock, Coach Shiraka to call the plays. And, you know, it was really just to see what they performed on field. And, you know, they did it. They got to being bowl eligible. They were in some great games, some close games for part of the season. And, you know, I just think the team overall improved, and I think the class of 2024 and just everyone developing more and more is going to get us, like, over the hump.
And you talked a bit about the coaching staff, and, you know, you have coaches with NFL experience on the staff. I know you mentioned that as a selling point. Just overall, just, you know, what have you liked from what you've seen out of Rutgers under a new offensive coordinator in Kirk Shiraka?
Yeah, he's great. I think it was back to the Ohio State game, and I got to meet with him, Coach Yano, first before the game, and he told me, he said first play of the game is what is what's going to be a lot when you get here, and first play of game, if you go back to it, they took a shot down the field, so I'm definitely excited for the future and just getting that ball thrown around.
And you talked about the offense, and I know you've talked about it before, but you have a former teammate in Ian Strong as a freshman wide receiver this year. Just what was it like, first of all, just being a teammate with Ian back at St. Anthony's in high school? Just what was that aspect of it like?
Yeah, it was great. Just him being there now and like really being comfortable with knowing everything. Some of the coaches I know, Coach Rocca when I first got there, and Coach Brock, when they first got there, should I say, they just knew me and Ian when we were teammates. They never really knew how close we were, but me and Ian actually, like we drove to school together all of my junior year. So like we were really close and yeah, we were just really close, and that makes me feel comfortable about like what he has to say about what's going on at Rutgers now.
Was that another selling point for Rutgers, the opportunity to, sort of reconnect and reunite with Ian at the college level?
Yeah, that definitely played a factor into it, knowing that just really like the honest truth, he would say the honest truth of what's going on. So us being so close, even like our moms being best friends, so yeah, that was definitely a plus.
And was he, as you were, trying to make your decision, was he trying to sort of, recruit you a little bit to the program and sort of try to give you that push at all, or?
Yeah, he wouldn't be overdoing it, but like he just always like going back to it during the recruiting process after the fact I committed. Him and Coach Ballone and him, they were close. He recruited both of us. But mainly Ian was just saying like he knew I would pick Rutgers all along. So he would always ask questions like see what I'm doing, where I'm going, for this trip. But I think he knew all along that I would pick Rutgers.
It's interesting you mentioned Coach Vallone, because that was another angle I wanted to touch on in this. He was the first person you told when you that you were committing to Rutgers at the time, and he's a St. Anthony's guy as well. Just how important was that relationship in terms of your recruitment?
It was big because, like I said, or like you mentioned earlier, the whole 18 months, and he was there for every bit of it. Even before they offered me, he took a couple of trips to the school. It was really who I was in contact with. But when I decided to that it was that Rutgers was right for me, I thought, I should definitely him and Cociano first, because I just know he put a lot into it. And how much he wanted me at Rutgers. So I definitely wanted him to be one of the first people I told.
And you have some local connections with St. Anthony's. Rutgers is a relatively close school compared to some of the other schools you were looking at. I'd imagine that playing close to home, was that a big factor for you as well?
Yeah, that was also something they touched on in the recruiting pitch, just opposed to other places that I was considering, just home game. They said go dominate on the field and coming out of the stadium after and just seeing your whole family there, because it is so accessible, from home, only like an hour, 2 hours away. So just having like my family to be there, yeah, that was definitely a plus in that too.
And on that note, you just finished up your senior season at St. Anthony's. You had mentioned going into the year that speed was something that you were working on heading into the year. And just how do you feel about that, and just other aspects of your game that you feel like you were able to sort of hone in on in your last season? How do you feel like that translated on the field?
Just looking back season on season, like I always getting better and always, just always stuff that's improving. But just even then, I'm not nearly close to what I want to be at. That's why a big thing I was talking about earlier is the weight room, just bigger, faster, stronger. But I definitely think I improved my senior year just all around, and now I just want to keep going and want to keep getting better and improving when I get to Rutgers or even now. I'm just starting to work out now with the some of the programs they sent me. But yeah. Definitely, I think I definitely improved for my senior year, but there's still like a lot of work to do.
And another thing you touched on was, being more of a leader heading into your senior year. I know you mentioned there were some seniors from last year's team that had moved on. Just how do you feel like you were able to grow into that role this year?
Yeah, definitely it didn't start out as so, but along the season just a lot of people looked to me, looked up to me, and to even see what I was doing. I wouldn't be doing the right, if I wasn't doing the right thing, like everyone wouldn't do the right thing. If I was doing the right thing, everyone would do the right thing. So, and I kind of saw that as the season went on, and just talking with my coaches. So, it was just a definitely like a huge role, that I had to play, and I definitely think I improved on it with that throughout the season.
And on that note, being in that role as a senior, do you feel like that better prepared you to take that next step to join the Scarlet Knights, just having to, take on that sort of role in your final high school year?
Yeah, definitely. I think would prepare me just more mature, to be honest. And yeah, definitely could help me going into Rutgers.
And you committed over the summer, and you've had the opportunity now at a couple of game visits just to, experience the team, experience the atmosphere at SHI Stadium, and also just get better acquainted, I'd imagine, with other members of the recruiting class of 2024. Just what was it like for you to be able to get that opportunity to experience a couple of Rutgers games and just get better acquainted with everything heading into your season?
No, it was great. It was definitely because now you're committed, and now you're gonna be in that program within a couple months. So you kind of look at things differently now. Like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna be here, and this is how the games are gonna be. So definitely looked at things a little differently. But it was great to see the environments that I was there, and just like start to connect with some of the recruits.
All right, KJ Duff, really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us here on the Scarlet Nation podcast. And of course, we wish you the best of luck as you step up to the next level and join the Scarlet Knights in a couple of months. So thanks for taking the time.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
And that'll do it for us here on the Scarlet Nation podcast. I'm your host, Chris Ciccone. As a reminder, we've got plenty of Rutgers football and basketball news at scarletnation.com. You can go there to get all the latest. You can also interact with everyone over at the VIP message boards, where we'll have plenty of discussion and analysis as Rutgers football and basketball both reach a critical point of the year. So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next time.